It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Authorities say two people are dead and nine others arrested after a minivan believed to be carrying immigrants rolled in southern New Mexico near the Texas border. U.S. Border Patrol agents from the El Paso sector said agents responded to a report of a suspected smuggling incident around 5 in the evening Saturday on New Mexico's Highway 9. Authorities say the minivan failed to yield to emergency lights and sirens, so agents deployed a tire deflation device. Authorities say the minivan swerved to avoid the device and rolled over. Border Patrol officials say two occupants of the minivan were ejected and declared dead at the scene. Their names are being withheld until relatives are notified. Authorities also say five other occupants were taken to a hospital for treatment of injuries not considered life-threatening. Recently, Chris Turner, vice president for Dell, stopped by the KRWG Public Media Studios for a television interview on Fronteras of Changing America. I talked with Turner, who heads the Government Affairs Office for the Americas, about border issues and how they impact his company and industry. Here's a preview of that conversation. I want to talk border issues with you to kick things off. Obviously, immigration, trade, security, and now humanitarian issues are capturing national news. So I'd like to hear from you, how does this impact your company and the industry?
Yeah, so it is a significant impact on the industry. The free flow of goods, services, and people across the U.S.-Mexican border is imperative for our supply chains, imperative to deliver value to our customers. So disruptions in that cause great disruptions both at our company, our competitors, and various other industries that rely on that day-to-day trade to service their customers.
Now, recently, President Trump has announced that he will close the U.S.-Mexico border if Mexico doesn't take a bigger role in stopping what he says the migration from coming up to the United States. If this were to happen, how would it make an impact on your industry?
It would be a serious impact on our industry. It would cost our industry millions, if not billions of dollars, and that's probably a week. That's not sort of over the course of a year. We're talking millions of dollars a week that it would cost this industry and would cost our customers, right? Because at the end of the day, we're not able to deliver to them.
Now, one of the things you've been involved with is helping create a policy hack where it's a conversation between entrepreneurs, venture capitalists, obviously government officials, and people within the industry in different areas. Now, you recently held one here in the borderland. I'd like to hear your thoughts about what really came from that discussion.
Yeah, it was a great discussion, and it was probably one of the most powerful and impactful policy hacks that we've had. We've done quite a few of these over the past 5 years. The timing of this hack could not have been better, because in Washington, D.C., we're hearing all sorts of noise about the border issues and the border region, but we are not hearing folks actually from the border telling the story of their day-to-day lives and where they see their future. The policy hack provided a platform by bringing together entrepreneurs, elected officials, and leaders from New Mexico, from Texas, and from Mexico to talk about what they see as the vision for the future in this region. So it was incredibly powerful and timely.
So what are some of those things that were brought to light that you don't hear on the national mainstream media that you heard in this discussion?
Yeah, that essentially this region is one culture made up of many subcultures, right? So the free flow, not just of people and of goods, but of culture and ideas that go back and forth between Mexico, New Mexico, and Texas is a powerful and amazing story. And I think the hack really sort of brought that to light by saying, you know what? What we want to do is to create a bi-national, tri-state community where we're allowed to share ideas back and forth.
That's something that some may call a pie in the sky for a lot of folks considering today's political atmosphere dealing with border issues. President Trump has pushed for a border wall, stronger security on the border. Having a bi-national community that's been proposed is something that some may say is impossible. I mean, in order to move to that direction, what do you think needs to happen and to create a better policy for, you know, not only the economy here along the border, but the digital economy?
Yeah. So I think you're right in your assessment that it is difficult. But it certainly is not impossible. particularly when you're bringing that entrepreneurial spirit to the hack, which is one of the things that we love to do. It helps all of the elected and appointed leaders, policy wonks, et cetera, start thinking outside of the box. Because you're exactly right. If we only look at this issue through the lens of our current political situation, it seems and feels impossible. But when you bring in the entrepreneurial mindset, you find ways around, over, through, and under the situation to actually realize the idea of a binational community. And part of that also starts with taking baby steps, right? You take the first incremental step, plan that step out, and go from there. And I think that's what the hack was about. It was about laying out that very first step that needs to happen, and then going from there.
That was Chris Turner, Vice President and Head of Government Affairs for the Americas with Dell.